They both do not agree to Rav Chisda. They don't agree. Why? Because Kivon the idea, no, it's not true. Like the Svara should be like Avidi Varavin. Once the second Korav admitted that Avidi Varavin was the closer one, even though up until now he kept it because of Kol Yolam Govar, but that's not a Vadois. That's the pshat, that we don't know who belongs it to, the one that's stronger to keep it in the meantime. But now that he's admitting that Rav Edi was the real close to Korav, he's admitting now that really this tree all the time really belonged to him. So if he's admitting that he's the real owner of the tree, so then he has a right to collect the peris, all the fruit yet in between, which like it in. Rav Hashbam says, even the other Shleikadin Hefzik Adato, since this bully now is admitting that he took a Shleikadin, really belongs to Rav Edi, Edi, he's admitting, the Yishalim Perishacha, V'chein Halacha, Baruch Mamma Tavra, that also. That once he's admitting it, though, it's not some giving. Who says he's giving you a present? They're learning it's like he's giving you a present. No, it's not a present. He's admitting right now that you are the big Karav. If you're the big Karav, so Mitzara Din, you have a right to keep it. Therefore, he has to pay you back all the payers. What's going to be? Ze'oi Mishal Avoisai, Ve'ze'oi Mishal Avoisai. Reuven says, this field belonged to my father. And Shimon says, no, this field belonged to my father. Hayaisi Sadi Davasu. Reuven has aided that this field belongs to his father. And Shimon though brings the proof that he was in this field the last 3 years. He has Shnei Chazaka. So the question is, who do we believe, Reuven or Shimon? Omar Rav Chizda said, Malah l'shaka, the Chiru should believe the Shimon. Why should he lie? Because Iboy Yomalei Minoch Savintei, the Yachalti Shnei Chazaka. Like if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He should have said to Reuven, true, I agree that this field once belonged to your father. But I bought it off him, and I ate it now, Shnei Chazaka. So since he did not say that, but rather said it belonged to his father, that's a svara to believe him. That's what Rav Chisda says. On this, Abaye Barova, Leistvir Lohod Rav Chisda. But Abaye Barova, they argue on Rav Chisda and say no. That the klal is, Mali Leshake B'mokamei Dim Layamrinan. True, this Shimon as amigo, if he wanted to lie, he could have said a better lie. So that's the svara to believe what he's saying. That it belonged to his father, true. But Reuven as Edus, that it belonged to his father. And Avada Migo is not as strong as Edim. Migo, but Mokim, Edim, Loyam, Rinan, Edim is stronger. Edim is the biggest Nemonis we have. So if Edim says that Reuven belonged to Reuven's father, we're going to believe Reuven over Shimon. Hahud was a man, the Omalei Lechavri. Reuven said to Shimon, my boy is by Yari again. What are you doing in my field? Oh, Malay, listen. Minoch Zavne bought it off you. V'yachal Tishnei Chazaka. And I'm here ready 3 years. Everything is very good. Oz Laisi Sadi Diokh Leitar Tishani. He went and all he was able to find Edith was he only ate 2 years. That's all. So that's all he could bring Edith, that he ate 2 years. So now by bringing Edith, he ate 2 years, the Edith is only making it worse for him. He would have been better off without these Ediths. Because, Omer Rav Nachman, if so, Hadra Yavadja Peri. You're going to have to give back the field now because you don't have Shnei Chazaka, but you have Eidim that you wait there for 2 years. So now that you wait there for 2 years, the Eid should have been like a Gazlan. You're going to have to return the Paris. So now that we have Eidim, you were there only for 2 years, it's of your disadvantage. Not only are you going to have to give back the Karka, but you're also going to have to give back the Paris also. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold in the Aflamat Gimlam Abbas, from 5 lines down. Mur says, Ohu di Yomle Lechavre. Reuven said to his friend Shimon, Ma boy is by Arya. What are you doing in my field? Reuven said, it's my field. What are you doing here, Shimon? Omale, so Shimon said back, listen, Minoch Zavni, I bought it off you. You sold it to me. V'yachaltiya Shnei Chazaka. And I ate there also. I ate there 3 years. So therefore, that's my proof that it belongs to me. But now Shimon has to bring proof, he has to bring Edim, that he really ate there, he was there the last 3 years. So also he went, I see Sadi Diokli Tartishani. He went and he brought an Edechod, he brought two Edim, that he ate there only 2 years. That's all he could find Edim, that he only ate there 2 years. So Omer of Nachman said, you should know, if so, you're losing out. Therefore the din is Hadre Arya, but Hadre Peri. You should know, now you're going to have to return the field. And you also have to return the Paris also. The field you're going to have to return to Reuven, Because you can't prove it that you ate there for 3 years. You just said you ate there for 3 years. But you can only find Edim that you ate there for 2 years. So you don't have a chazaka. Therefore, we nemon that this field really belongs to Reuven. And now it comes out, though, that we know the last 2 years you ate all the fruits from the field. Therefore, you have to pay back to Reuven now the value of all the pears. But Omar Azid Rav Zvid said, you should know, Imtoyin v'yomar, leperis yirati. What's going to be if Shimon at first did not say that he bought it off Reuven, but he agrees that it belongs to Reuven. He just says, I went down the Paris. I went there to work for the Paris. The Paris rather give me one or two things, Rashbam says. Kedin Oris, Lomachsel Lishlish Lerevia. That either I went down to be like an Oris, I'm like a sharecropper. I'm working on the field for you, and I get a portion of the produce. That's what I ate. Or else, I could have tied Shemachatili Paris Ades Hashanim. That I only bought off you the right to eat the fruits for the next 10 years. That's all I bought from you. If he would have said this, then Nemon, then we would believe Shimon. Why? Even though he doesn't have Eidim Re'etir Chazaka, still would believe Shimon that he says that he bought the fruits. Love me, Omer Rav Yehuda. Didn't Rav Yehuda say, Haiman dinoket miglo v'tublei. If someone takes like a hatchet, or a knife, or a cutter, but she says, Kli gerdri tumorim. These are knives or scissors that you cut off the dates with. Hamagad ligdor, but tavitza chevel lalos ladek rosh, you have a rope with you that you climb up the tree with. The yomer, he says like this, Eizo, let me go now, igdere ladiklo de palmye. I'm going to go and now cut down all the dates off this palm tree. Dizavnin alei, because I bought the dates off him. The person says this and does it, halacha is mehemen, we talk and believe him. Because after he did it, we take trust him to say that it's his peris. And he doesn't have to prove it that he bought these peris, he's allowed to keep them. Why? Alma, what do we see? The svar is that loichotziv inish de gozar diklo de lavdi day. A person doesn't have that much chutzpah. Chotziv is not such a chutzpahnik, like to go to cut down the fruits of somebody else's tree. So since he did such an action and imamish took a scissors and cut down all the dates off the tree, so if he says that he bought it, we talk to believe him. That's the proof to what he said. It's such a chazok like that. The chazok, a person will not do this if he really doesn't own the tree. And so I'll tell you, Hochinami, here by us also. Lechotziv inish, lemeichal perid alav delay. Here if this Shimon just said, I bought the fruits off you for the next 10 years, and that's what I'm doing in this field, eating up the fruits. So Shimon like admits that the field belongs to you. All I had a right to was just eat the fruits, that a person would not do that unless he really bought the pears, the rights. But otherwise, it's a tremendous chutzpah. It's a tremendous chutzpah just to go down into your friend's field and cut off his fruits. So therefore, that's a chazaka that we would believe what Shimon is saying. But the Gemara, if so, Yehoch, if so, are Yenami, the field also. Amrin and Lay, the Chura, if so, why don't we believe him on the field also? In other words, even let's say he didn't say that I bought the pears. He just said, I bought this field off you. That was an original case. When Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing in my field? So Shimon says, listen, I bought it off you, and you sold it to me, that's why I'm here. So the question is, why don't we believe Shimon also? Because Shimon wouldn't have the chutzpah to go into somebody else's field unless he really bought it. So why don't we believe him that he bought the field also? Tamar says, no, on the field, Amrinan le ach v'shtarcha. I'll tell you over there, we tell him, show us the shtar. In other words, you don't have the proof that you're here 3 years. If you're here 3 years, then you have a right to lose your shtar. But you can't prove it that you ate 3 years. You only prove it you ate 2 years. But since you can't prove it you were there 3 years, then we have a complaint against you. Where is your shtar? If you really bought the field, so you should still hold on to your shtar. Since you lost your shtar, that's a proof, that's a reason that shows that maybe you really didn't buy it. But the Mori Hoch, if that's the source, and the Perinami, then even to say you bought the fruits also, where is your shtar? The Mori says, Poshit, shtar will appear will lay out the inchi. People do not write up a shtar just if they buy the right piece of fruits. You only write up a shtar on karka. If I bought a field off you, then I have a shtar written up to be a shtar raya. Where I just tina that I bought the fruits off you, people do not write up shtaris to buy fruits. Therefore, here we have a chazaka to believe you that you really bought the fruits, because otherwise a person would not have the chutzpah to go to somebody else's field. Hahu diyom alechavri. Again, Reuven says to his friend Shimon, my boy is by our, what are you doing in my field? Oh, Malay. So Shimon answers back, listen, Minoch ziv azavnes v'yachat v'shnei chazaka. Don't bother me. You sold it to me 3 years ago, and the last 3 years I'm there eating the fruits. I have a chazaka also. So okay, so Reuben said, prove it. Bezin said to Shimon, prove it. I see chat sadi diochlet losishani. What happened was Shimon was able only to find one eid echod that he ate there 3 years. The question is now, what do we do now? An eid echod is not enough to be mitzi mamin. So what should we do now? The Gemara says, Sab Rabbonin kaime di Abayi lemeimor. So the Rabbonin in front of Abayi wanted to say, Haino naschad Rababa, that this halacha should have this case should have the same halacha like the case of naschad Rababa, case of a block of metal that somebody grabbed. We'll soon see. Tihu garver, there was a man. Techotaf nascha mechavri. Reuven went and grabbed away a nascha, a piece of metal, a piece of silver from his friend. He grabbed it. Now, also the kaimed Rabami, they brought these two people in front of Rabami. Had the Yosef Rababa kaimed. Rababa was sitting there also. Now, I see chat sadi the michtav chot famine. So now the Reuven, or whatever it was, the one that was stolen or grabbed away from, he brought an eid echod that the other person, Reuven, grabbed it away from me. Shimon brought an eid echod now that Reuven grabbed away this nascha from me. But since Reuven